the devil's advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. New Marquette University Law School poll and drop today. And whenever it drops, we have the fine pollster extraordinaire, Charles Franklin. He joins us in about 10 minutes. But since we're talking Wisconsin, I want to come back and talk about the former Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan did a little panel discussion today, American Enterprise Institute. What, you didn't get invited? Nor I. But anyways, during the panel discussion at the American Enterprise Institute, Paul Ryan revealed that he had been frustrated by Trump's refusal to cut Social Security, Medicare, and other programs. That's pretty sad that Trump had more sense than Paul Ryan. So, you know, the Becky Clayfishes of the world that would go running towards the big lie in the rigged election, right? Well, let's consider what the old Republican mantra was. Let's cut Social Security, Medicare, and all the other programs. Here's Paul Ryan's quote. He and I fought about Medicare and entitlement reform all the time. And it became clear to me that there was no way he wanted to reach than other than making good on a promise on repeal and replace, you know, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. And it wasn't popular in his mind, said the former speaker. No kidding, Sherlock. Repealing Social Security, reforming Medicare and other programs, they're not popular. It wasn't popular in his mind, the former speaker continued, and therefore it wasn't going to be pursued. That was always really frustrating to me. You're such a soulless bastard, Paul Ryan. A little bit more. That was always really frustrating to me, but that gives you an example of where the right is now, which is either we don't touch it or we reform it, but repealing it is not in the cards. You want to repeal Medicare, Paul? That's what you're stuck on? No wonder you're no longer the speaker. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, he went on the Foxy News. I think he was on Hannity. And he talked about the Democrats in the race against him. I'm going to quote here from Ron Johnson. I would just point out, unironically, I got invited on Fox News last Saturday. And here in the upper Midwest where I live, weather hasn't really gotten nice yet this year. It's been quite cold, still quite cold. Except last Saturday, it was supposed to be like 78 fun-loving degrees. Beautiful, gorgeous weather, sunny. And Crudy said, no way in hell am I zoot-suiting up and going on the Foxy News on the nicest day of the year. So now I got a quandary because I've been invited back on the Fox News. Oh, couldn't do last weekend. How about this weekend? Got called during the earlier show break. And, you know, now I got a strong consideration because, you know, I'm going to go party on Saturday night with some of my college roomies and they want me Sunday. I'm not sure if I'm going to blow off Fox News again. I'm strongly considering it. And I am a media whore. If you didn't notice, I usually accept every interview invitation. You know, kind of like Ron Johnson. He and I, media whores, we have that in common. And if he's going to go on Fox News, why not? Why not Crudy going on Fox News? Because someone's got to go clean up the messes, right? Go try telling a little truth on the Fox News channel. But still, man, I'm going to be pretty hungover on Sunday morning. I'm not sure if I want to get out of bed for Fox News. But Rojo got up for Fox News. Here's what he had to say. According to his own campaign press release, Senator Ron Johnson discusses Democratic dark money spending in Wisconsin Senate race on the Foxy News. I guess he got up. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, Republican from Wisconsin, appeared on Foxy News with Hannity last night, where he discussed the Democrat dark money groups running ads against him in Wisconsin. Excerpts are below. Here's Ron, his campaign, quoting, you know, the candidate. Sean, so far I've been outspent by about $19.3 million to $5 million, and I don't even have a Democrat opponent, my bad. He would never call them a Democratic opponent. But what I have is a media that have been trying to take me out for the last 18 months, so I'm going to need a lot of help. Ron Johnson for Senate.com. If you want me to continue to pursue these investigations, you know, Hillary's emails, Benghazi, Hunter Biden's laptop, hydroxychloroquine. Those are all the fine hearings that Ron has spearheaded. I'll need that financial help. Ron Johnson for Senate.com. Hannity, where's this money targeted against you coming from? Do we know? Rojo. Well, it's coming from those dark money groups that the Democrats just hate until they tap into and use to try and engage in the politics of personal destruction. Now, you do that mostly to yourself, Ron. That is what is so despicable about this, Sean. They just lie. They distort and they engage in the politics of personal destruction. I mean, talking about projection, Ron, a little bit more. They can't run on their record, obviously. Well, as you pointed out, Ron, there is no nominee selected yet. So, you know, the Democrats will be glad to run on their record as opposed to your record in the Senate, Ron. Oh, I think they're clamoring to run against your record. Here's what Rojo told Hannity last night. They can't run on their record, obviously. They can't run on their open borders and 40-year high inflation and record gas prices and the embarrassing and dangerous surrender in Afghanistan. All they can do is tear other people down like me. You know he's talking about himself, right? Victim. Big victim, Rojo. That is what they do. They do it quite effectively, which is why I need your help. And a third plea for cash. Ron Johnson for Senate.com. And one more reminder here, a new report this week detailed how a coalition of Wisconsin residents that has been running TV attack ads against U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is in front for a massive dark money group based in D.C. It says Opportunity Wisconsin doesn't actually exist on paper. The name is a business alias for the North Fund, which is more than 600 miles away in Washington, D.C. So Ron wants to point out, you know, this is a real dark money group, D.C.-based. They don't actually live in Wisconsin. Well, Ron, you know, maybe they don't have a private jet like you do, flying back and forth to D.C. Don't you spend more than half your time in D.C., Ron? Dreaded D.C., that swamp. Come back. Ron Johnson's approval ratings brought to you by fine pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin. He joins me next. Stick around. I know you will.